bandwidth for Twilight Blood is provided by rmedia.com. Twilight Blood, news and reviews of everything that goes bump in the night. Hello, and welcome to the premiere episode of Twilight Blood. My name is John Moore, and I'm your host. We're calling this episode Episode Zero, because it's not a typical episode of Twilight Blood. We'll take a moment here to let you know what this show is all about, and what you can look forward to in future episodes. Twilight Blood is a show for people who love horror stories in all forms, the printed word, the silver screen, comics, games, and wherever else horror rears its head. So who am I, and why this podcast? I've been involved in horror since I was young, started off as a Dark Shadows fan, then I moved on to Universal Horror, and really turned into a horror geek when I started reading horror fiction. I remember when I was a kid going to buy Dracula, I was only about 10 years old, and having the clerk at the bookstore question whether I was really ready to read an adult book like that. I've written horror for small press magazines, and I've webmastered horror sites over the years. Twilight Blood is an expression of those experiences. Other horror podcasts focus on film or literature. It's our goal to look at horror in its entirety, so that we get a full picture of everything that's going on in horror today and in the future and in the past, because we want to look at what's gone before as well. Typically, we'll start with the latest horror news, then we'll talk about what we've been reading and watching, and we'll have at least one in-depth review per episode. Eventually, I want to have some other folks on the podcast with me. I'd like to have a panel with some different people and do some interviews of major figures in the horror world, whether it be a writer or a director or an actor, and we'll see what happens with that. You curious about my taste in horror? Well, I'm a big fan of Hammer horror. Let's face it, Christopher Lee beats the hell out of anything Lugosi, Langella, or even Gary Oldman did with Dracula. I love the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Bruce Campbell can do no wrong, in my view. Love the Evil Dead movies, love the Army of Darkness. I'm a big fan of, like I said, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That was a funny movie that was also pretty scary, so I'd like to see more stuff like that. I'm not a big fan of Eli Roth. I think he's a really talented guy, but I'm not sure that I like what I've seen him do so far. Books. Books that I like. Anything by Brian King. Any old Stephen King. H.P. Lovecraft. I'm addicted to the books that Leisure is putting out every month. Leisure are the only folks who are releasing new horror to the mass market on a regular basis, and they're doing a great job of it. Lots of great writers working in that line. So we'll talk some about what's going on with Leisure, what the writers there are doing, and we'll get into that quite a bit. I don't get to read as much of small press horror as I would like to, so if I miss a book that you think we should be talking about, please send me an email at twilightbloodpodcast@gmail.com. So I'd like to finish today off with a recommendation, something I think that you ought to read because it's really a good book by a writer who is fairly new. That writer's name is Rath James White, and that book is Succulent Prey. Succulent Prey. Now, Succulent Prey is the story of a man who was attacked as a boy by a serial killer, and he survived that attack. As he grows, he becomes a serial killer, and he believes or fears that he may have caught a serial killer virus from his original attacker. This is a really violent book, and there's some creepy, freaky stuff that goes on in here, and Rath James White does an excellent job of writing description that will really freak the hell out of you. You know, I'm really looking forward to whatever else Rath does. I know he's been writing in the small press and doing some short stories for a while. This novel is the first thing that I've run into by him, and it's great. If you're a fan of Ed Lee's or Richard Layman's, you'll love Rath James White. It's also, when you think about it, kind of an interesting take on kind of a new look at the vampire or the werewolf. And I've always thought that, you know, when you think about serial killers, they're really probably what werewolves and vampires were based on. So I give it 4 out of 5 stars. I recommend you take a look at Succulent Prey by Rath James White. It's published by Leisure, and it's available in bookstores and, of course, at Amazon.com. If you have any suggestions, critiques, questions, death threats, you can mail them through email to twilightbloodpodcast@gmail.com. You can also call and leave us a voicemail at 719-285-4718. That's 719-285-4718. And if you leave me a voicemail there, I'll play it on the podcast and we'll talk about whatever your question is. You can also leave comments on the podcast at the podcast blog, which you can find at www.twilightblood.com. And unfortunately, you have to use the www on that because it's hosted through Blogger, and I have a hard time getting it to work just with twilightblood.com. But if you go to www.twilightblood.com, you'll be able to take a look at the blog. Show notes will be there, and you can make comments, leave questions there as well. Our music for the podcast is provided by the PodSafe Network at music.podshow.com. And thanks a lot for listening. I'm looking forward to talking to you again in the future. My name is John Moore. Have a good day.